Therefore, it might be possible that the recorded narrative, transmitted by the Egyptians and disclosed by Plato, covering more than reminiscent of the one event of a disaster, where is evident in the metamorphosis of a tradition, with characters and events changing places. It would be perfectly acceptable that the story of Atlantis is not only and exclusively the traditions hitherto known. Marinatos believed in a traditional legend of the Aegean, Spaniards view the report of an Atlantida Germania Age of Bronze. Could well be that both were with the right and at the same time, they were wrong, if, one day, the Atlantis be found both here and there. Possibly, the memory of that end of world must be assessed under the background of a tradition much older, about 10 times older, a real event in cosmic dimensions of decisive influence in the cultural evolution of mankind. If we consider as valid the dating presented by Plato, according to the files shown to Solon by Egyptian priests, that universal cataclysm, of which the man just kept vague memory, in fact had happened 9 millennia and not 9 centuries before the time of Solon, then the Atlantis, in fact, had then disappeared, swallowed by the waves of the Atlantic Ocean. In this respect, the continent of Atlantis, located in the work of Muck in the Azores, acquire new angles. Certainly, it is not coincidence when this new image of Atlantis appeared at the same time, some 40 years ago, in which the man managed to disintegrate the atom and thereby discover new and dangerous fire, a decade ago, the foot of the moon soil. In assessing the history of mankind in this view, understand better what Antoine de Saint-Exupéry wrote in 1934, it is not difficult to understand and know well how and why the man, where pilgrims, Villac deals with such gardens that have been prepared by nature because they live only for a short time for a geological period, for a happy day. The human civilization, said Exupéry, is of an ear of gold, and thin, about to explode with a volcanic eruption, to be washed by the waters of a sea in draining, to be buried under a storm of sand. Ernst von Kuhn. Introduction. It is not always easy to distinguish between poetry and reality, in the case of complex issues about when and where started the history of mankind, the influence that has, or what remains, still remembers his early days and key. Probably, men can never say what is life, from which the evolution of Homo sapiens from the animal world, and this was confirmed, also proves the conditioning of humans on Earth, from whose fate ultimately share. Some portions of the paths towards humanity can be explained by the man, the earth, the geology, especially in times of transition and cataclysms. Moreover, are almost exclusively those times to leave to posterity the remains of what once existed. Often, such evidence led to a recasting of the timetable for humanity and gave new meaning to old traditions and myths. In the mid-50s, it was proved by all scientific disciplines, from archaeology to ethnology, which is 10,500 years ago, there was a sudden shift of the magnetic poles of Earth. Also the North Pole, geographic, until about 8500 BC in the southern regions of Greenland, suddenly moved into 3,500 kilometers and came to be in its current location. The figure of the page 18 illustrates, schematically, the abrupt departure that, at the time, earned by a universal cataclysm, with the simultaneous displacement of the axial land, created a new geological situation that, today, marks the beginning of the contemporary period. It is not here explained this phenomenon, called the removal of poles, is a migration of the poles, or the Delgadissimo Earth crust has shifted, with a sudden push. On the basis of tests with carbon-14, this date has been confirmed in numerous studies to date. Since the early 60s, US, Ireland, England and northern Germany, the method of Geiger counter provided sensational dating, highlighting the period around 8500 BC as the date on Geology Magna Later. The report by Richard McNish, president of the American Society of Archaeology, published in 1971 in the journal Scientific American, is the most important publications on the subject. According to that report, the existence of human life in Ayacucho, Peru, can be proved from 25,000 years ago. Moreover, the research revealed that since 60,000 years in those regions Peruvian, the cycles of rise and decline of temperature was so clearly contrary to that of is occurring in North America. While North America has cold, the Peruvian highlands, modern, lived periods of heat, but the US in those areas where the soil was tundra, were recorded periods of heat. These conditions prevailed up to about 8500 BC. Since then, advances of glaciation in the South American continent and the formation of glaciers in the Andes, which began at the time, do not correspond to more similar phenomena recorded during, say, from Wisconsin, North America, which also ended in 8500 BC approximately. It seems that South America experienced its own geological fate. However, clarify, the question remains whether this destination is explained only in the removal of poles. Thus, other factors also contributed, such as those responsible for lifting the port city of Tiahuanaco, now situated at 3,000 meters above sea level, in these last 15 years, could prove that, among other things, there are 11 millennia ago, the current Arctic Sea was completely free of ice. The same applies to the northern areas, the central and eastern Siberia. Then, suddenly, came to the ice within 24 hours, huge forest cover. In turn, the directions of ocean currents is of decisive importance, therefore, always strongly influenced areas of glaciation. Since some years, the paleogeophysica can say that at the end of the Ice Age, the Gulf Stream took different paths of those who currently take, and going further south, at the center of Portugal, at most. Therefore, the Gulf would have circulated in the Atlantic Ocean. Also for Paleolinguistica, the flaw in the timber of the Earth has left its traces, as human experience as masterful and moving presentation of R. Fester in his works Prac, Ein Protokoll der Vorsicht. Language, a protocol of prehistory, as sudden and violent, as seen in the quality of archaeological findings, testified that the man is 10,500 years ago was forced to start over from point zero and recover almost all things in your life, except what is broadcast by the legends, myths of all peoples, representing the major cosmogony of the world, know about the disasters was lost as the tradition of generations later became unintelligible. For example, it is known that the ancient chronicles, less than 10% were retained until the present time. Indeed, the excavations and traditions show that the astronomical and scientific knowledge of the Babylonians, Egyptians, of the Latin American peoples and their legacy was by earlier civilizations. The trail is lost in the shadows of time. For now, the science can only register the puzzles unsolved, which should continue as legends, to advance progress reaching process them. Despite the constant and major efforts to clarify it, to this day, still in the process of legend all that happened in times past to the advent of the Hittite kingdom, until the time of cave paintings in the Sahara and in Southeast Europe. Strictly speaking, works of art, the walls of the caves, still waiting for interpretation. However, the oldest epic of humanity, the Epic of Gilgames, speaks of an intermediate period, covering no less than 4 millennia. Between the time of cave paintings of Cro-Magnon and modern man's is a division, a mystery to be unveiled by the archaeology and ethnology. But what happened in remotissimos times and still without explanation, becomes pawn in the hands of hidden forces, gods or ancestors, to that end, is worth up to requirements or guaranteed by the archaeological geology, by way of evidence. Laws of nature are abolished and, in a state of trance, the psychic case viewing the Atlantis, which in 1968-69 was discovered at sea, off the coast of Andros and Bimini. Surely this discovery relates to prehistoric buildings, now located in more than 100 meters below sea level. Sometimes, however, that in the last 10 millennia, the waters of the melting of vast glaciation in North America, Northern and Central Europe did rise in sea level from 100 to 200 meters. By way of speculation, It is perfectly legal in those pests seek the cradle of humanity, with the fascinating name of Atlantis, that since those early days, he went from mere vestige of the greatest disaster of historical times, since antiquity has left us descriptions of countries missing that in his time were centers of advanced civilizations. Also, the rays reach the unacceptable, to the point of return for the existing laws of nature on Earth, the descriptions of the Triangle of Death, near the Bermuda, Puerto Rico and Florida, supposedly driven by powerful forces, emanating from an advanced civilization of the submerged continent of Atlantis, which are still active and speaking of energy sources, active until today, created by a civilization much older and different from us. Charles Berlitz. The Triangle of Bermuda, 1975, London, Vienna. Indeed, for decades disappear in that area, aircraft and ships, without a trace. In past centuries, it disappeared from the Spanish boats, carrying silver and minerals. The Sea of Lost Ships, as is called in Spain, it has its peculiarities, but offers no door or window to another dimension in space and time, through which may pass without effort, extraterrestrial beings, possession of proper scientific training. This singularity is even measurable, since in the Earth's magnetic field, this area is the most unstable, limits in which the magnetic needle temporarily stop responding. This peculiarity may be related to Atlantis, but in a different way than suggested by all the speculation made so far. On land, the causes of the oscillations of magnetic needle always been linked to the occurrence of deposits of iron or nickel. At any time in any such deposits must have occurred in the Triangle of seedlings. In that area, the profile of the deep ocean reveals two features, namely, some underwater cliffs of more than 7,000 meters of oval and several kilometers in diameter. Supposed that they had suffered local impacts caused by the collapse of planetoid fragmented, say the group Adonis, which opened craters, meanwhile submerged under its weight and its velocity of fall, these fragments of the asteroid would have entered the ocean bed, entering it deeply, but without reaching the magma fluid. The Earth is akin to a generator. A magnetic field is generated not only by a magnet, in the form of bar, also a coil, which passes an electric current, can generate an external magnetic field, similar. When you place a coil around an iron core, the magnetic effect is considerably enhanced. To be connected to current, the iron becomes, instantly, into a powerful magnet. Breaking up the flow of current, the magnetic field drops itself in that same instant and iron core ceases to acknowledge any measurable residual magnetism. The cranes of scrap working under this principle. Today, in the current phase of scientific progress, it is assumed that the effect for the Earth, above, is maintained and comes from depths of about 2,900 kilometers, is caused by the dynamo effect, i.e. by rotating moments different between the core and inner Calphorin land, more cumbersome. Therefore, a magnetic field is not generated, but varies the effect of self, excitation, with the core land, trapped under pressure, serving as a core of iron suite, surrounding the Earth. In equatorial areas, the north, south magnetism is relatively weak, in contrast, the turbulence within the Earth is much stronger, 2 P. Kaiser. Thus, the Earth crust is similar to a turbine wheel, which transmits its energy to various liquids which, in turn, provide impetus to the core rotating Earth, by its internal friction. Obstacles arise in this process, causing setbacks electrical systems in the area between the fluid outer core and internal, as are several gyroscopic systems to handle, surrounding each other. However, external nucleus of the Earth, these forces make to be coordinated in large part by terrestrial rotation. Also, do not yet know the degree of conductivity in the depths, the velocity of movement of the currents of convection and penetrate far inland in the mantle, or the length of cycles of electric flows, in any case, are being influenced by the gyroscopic system of the Earth, which can either generate another additional polar routes and directions of electric conduction, as effects side, especially near the equator. for the geophysical processes above, exposed, the Sun is the best object of research. It was only in the early 70s at the latest, that the problems of electric and magnetic fields inside the globe deserve the attention of geophysical research, and since then have met considerable notions. When electric currents spurious reach Earth crust, it is understood what happens when a powerful current that reaches the nuclei of iron and nickel above, or even come to link them together. In fractions of seconds, a local magnetic field of tremendous intensity is generated above the deposits of iron and nickel, at depths from 15,000 to 20,000 meters, the largest of the Earth. Magnetic field that attracts each and every object containing iron or nickel which, in a plavalmenti, going to the bed of the ocean, the more than 7,000 meters deep. Even developing aircraft speed are powerless to save itself from the energy field, certainly changing, with power to influence it in daylight, it polarized. This polarization requires a medium, such as a quartz glass, or keelson, covered with glass, the aircraft of older models. At that moment, the light vibrates in one direction, overshadowed the sun and the sea, just to diffuse light. This is explaining the latest messages sent to board aircraft disappeared, shortly before being overthrown by the powerful magnetic forces of attraction, which are falling into the sea. These energies represent only fractions of land and energy are absolutely real and true, crumble with the speed of a thunderbolt. Moreover, the fall of the nuclei of iron and nickel, igneous, must have caused the formation of huge gaps in depths of about 20 to 25 kilometers. In a burst of bubble in the sea, then come tremendous swirls, producing its adverse effects on navigation. The swirls that bring everything and take to the depths and the known phenomenon of water pants, just have a question, especially when you do not exclude the possibility of formation of gas within the vacuum, caused by high temperatures recorded at the time of collapse and that are under great pressure. In such incidents do not force any works of Atlantis, but act solely and exclusively the physical laws of nature, in proportions exceeding any and all imagination. The studies made in recent years in the computing centers in Vienna, Austria, and Ana, East Germany, treated fields of energy, created by possible displacement of the Earth crust, which far exceeds the capability of those who, perhaps, may arise in the triangle of death. Moreover, there in the area of the Earth, is the key to the explanation of the tremendous cataclysm, suffered by the man, the deluge that destroyed Atlantis and nearly all its living creatures. In recent years, the Atlantis has always to be discovered, especially by North American researchers have found that, now as the city of Tartessos in the delta formed by the mouth of the Guadalquivir River, now in Santorin, respectively, will, in waters Greece, in the latter case was discovered the center of civilization Minoica, disappeared in 1500 BC during a volcanic eruption that led to the bottom of the Mediterranean. However, the authors of the various theories, finding the Atlantis, always had to recognize the falsity of his ideas that never came to invalidate, or in its principles, nor in its content, the tradition, more than twice as ancient. Plato tells the Atlantis. Plato, Aristocles, 427, 347 BC. All that we know of Atlantis is contained in the two famous dialogues of Plato, called by the Pythagorean Timaeand Criteria. The young, maternal brother of Plato, they are the direct continuation of the Platonic works in 10 volumes, entitled Policy. Plato, 427, 347 BC, of noble Athenian family, in his youth wrote tragedies. Socrates made it the philosophy for 8 years and was its master. After the death of Socrates, Plato went to Megara, where he sought Euclid, then to Cyrene and Egypt, then to southern Italy and Sicily, where he received the teachings of Pythagoras. After a period of adventure and prisoner lived as slaves, Plato returned to Athens, after 387 BC, founded the academy there. After a few more trips in Sicily, he devoted himself entirely to the teaching of philosophy. Time, a native of Locri in southern Italy, Pythagoras, researcher and scholar of the nature of the stars, the second part, not mentioned here, of the dialogue that bears his name, he describes the fundamental thesis of the Pythagorean cosmogony. In his capacity as follower of Socrates, time is a historical character and not invented, ad hoc, by Plato. Criteria, the young, great, grandson of Dropides, grandson of Criteria, the old, who knew the Egyptian report, sent by Solon, mother and brother of Plato, a renowned statesman, conservative, guiding spirit of the 30 tyrants, also known as poet, orator and philosopher, follower of Socrates. He died at the Battle of Munichiacum, over 90 years of age, 403 BC. To meet the requirements of an ideal state as expressed in works by Socrates, teacher of Plato, Atlantis provides a narrative of the classic, historic, and consists of a state, once it really exists, and set in his time and in its place. The talks took place about at a party held in Piraeus, in honor of Bend, goddess Thrace, and were fought between Socrates, Criteria, the young, Time, and fourth Hermocrates' anonymous partner, presumably the very Plato. During these talks, Critical told a very strange story, but true, as qualified by the wise Solon, which, once, had brought to Egypt to Greece. It was the story of an ancient and glorious country, located in the Hellenic Peninsula, which the Greeks at the time of Plato know all tradition. Also, an elderly priest of Say, a large city in the delta of the Nile, I learned from wonderful things about it. First, the priest noted that all are young Hellene of mind, because lack of knowledge based on venerable traditions, as well as any message given by time. The cause of this is as follows. Many people were destroyed and those anachylozoes occurred in several ways, are still occurring. The biggest disasters are caused by fire and water, children, other causes mill. As also to your people, once, Phaeton, son of Heliot, having towed the car of the father, unknowingly guide you, did that burn everything on earth, when he fell, fulminated by lightning. This is counted as if it were a fable, but the real crux of the story is the orbital aberration of the stars in the sky, orbiting the earth and the destruction by fire of all that lives on earth, which is repeated at long intervals of time. Well that, with such disasters, people living in tops of the mountains and highland regions, drought, suffered more than the living by the sea. Socrates, 470, 399 BC, Greek philosopher, aware of his vocation education, taught to their fellow citizens in the streets and squares of Athens, left no writings. What we know him and his teachings has been transmitted to us by Plato and his disciples Xenophonte. The essence of his theories, that the correct attitude is not based on objective institutions such as customs, the state, the religion, but rational thinking, put it in conflict with existing state institutions. He was accused of atheism and condemned to drink hemlock. Bender, traces of the moon goddess, identified with Diana, the main party, the Bendidias was celebrated annually, according to the rite Dionysiaco in Piraeus before the Panathenes in the month of Targlier. L.M. High view of religious significance such virgin goddess, equivalent to Artemis, Diana, the story of Atlantis, offered in tribute to the deity, acquires greater weight and authenticity. Hermocrates, son of Hermon of Syracuse, celebrated as military chief and, according Xenophonte, disciple of Socrates, also historical character. Solon, 639, 559 BC, of noble strain Attica, began life as a commercial browser, won salamis for the Athenians, in combat against Megaros, then gave a new constitution to Athens, which partly offset the difference between Eupatrida the nobility and people. In 571 out of Athens, traveled to Egypt and visited the colleges 1a priests in Heliopolis and Say, went to Cyprus and recommended to the king Philocypros the transfer of your city, Apia for a more favorable location. The king followed the advice of Solon and called the place of soil, in honor of advisor. In 563, Solon went to Sardis, visited Croes, and in 561, returned to Athens, where in 560, Pisistrata was absolute sovereign. In the last years of his life, Solon, surrounded by respect and esteem generates, withdrew from the public life. From his numerous poems, famous at the time, only fragments are preserved. Lost is the story of Plutarch, confirming the notes for a narrative of Solon of Atlantis, however, remained unfinished. Phaeton, son of Helio, not Suv drive the car of the sun and caused a terrible fear on earth, reached by the lightning of Zeus, fell in Eridan, the tears, cried for his sister, turned into amber. Possibly, this is reminiscent of, saved by the people of Western Europe, the fall of the celestial body that caused the catastrophe of Atlantis. For us the Nile is the savior in all things, it also saves us from this disaster, the overflow of his bed. Also, when the gods, to cleanse the earth, sending a flood, the people of the mountains, the herds of cattle and sheep, are saved, while the inhabitants of cities are carried by rivers to the sea. In our country does not happen or this or that. The water falls from above on the land. Us, nature has made things so that everything emerges from the bottom up. For this and for these reasons, has kept us all that is considered the oldest, but it is true that everywhere, in which the excess heat or cold does not stop, there is a human generation, sometimes less, sometimes larger. But what of beauty, great or remarkable happened with you, us or elsewhere, was recorded here in the temples, and so it was retained. In your land and the other, it was again recently, with deeds and all other things necessary for your state. And after the usual number of years, the flood back to punish you, like a disease and saves only the uninformed and ignorant among you, for your people to rejuvenate and become strong, as was at first, because anything you know here, or what, in ancient times, it happened in your land. At least what thou, O Solon, just to talk about the sequence of your generation, it is little different from a childhood story, first because you only remember a deluge on the earth, but many a flood occurred, and then you do not know that the best and most beautiful human generation lived in your land, from which you descend and all your modern state, thanks to a small tribe that survived the cataclysm. All that I was hidden, because many generations of so brief events passed through this world, leave with nothing written. Well, once was so, O Solon, before the city, state, now inhabited by the Athenians, having suffered the worst destruction by water, it has the best institutions, both in regard to military defense, as to all its legislation. Moreover, she made the award of the noblest and the most perfect, existing on earth and what we know. So, you had the best laws, and further, administration of a high level, while you are distinguished among all men for your skills and high skills, according to the children or disciples of the gods. So many are worthy of admiration the achievement of your city, state, here recorded. However, one of those made it out the other, by their greatness and excellence. Because the scriptures describe as, once, your city, state one. Magna that forces from outside Atlantic Ocean, entered in your land, and in its arrogance, is proposed to war against all of Europe and Asia. At that time, the sea was still navigable. Before the mouth that you used to call the Pillars of Hercules, was a island, whose extent was greater than Libya and Asia together, and, from there, it was then possible to cross to the other islands and those islands, for the whole continent, in front and around that sea, the which, a just title takes its name. All that is within the mouth of which we are speaking, it seems to be only with a bay with a narrow channel of entry, but that sea, in fact, deserves to be called the sea and the land surrounding the of continent. That island, Atlanta, was installed a large and wonderful real power, sovereign throughout the island as well as other islands and mainland that, moreover, ruled there were vast areas of land, located inside, namely from Libya to Egypt and Europe to Tyrrhenia. Once, the great power tried to conquer in one huge military campaign, both your and our land and your city, state was shown to be sovereign, before the eyes of all peoples, showing their bravery and energy.